We continue our shiurim on Otzot Chaim when Shah Han Nekud in Perek Dal Dav Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to just about to start the Zayin Malachim. So we spoke about so far about the Nekudas coming from the Anayim, and there were 10 Nekudas. So we spoke about the first three, right? First three were able to mekabel all; they didn't break. Now we're going to talk about one of the main sugyas in Kabbalah called the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. So we're going to name them, we're going to describe them a little bit, and then from now on we're going to get more into depth. So it is, we're going to start V'kasher hayu sheva tachtonis kolurim b'maye imam hayisham b'bechines mayim nukvim. You have the place?
Yeah.
You have it? Oh, okay. Okay, near the top, right. So, we know that all the everything fell and everything shattered and broke and destroyed and fell into the worlds of Bia, Bri Yetziasiya. Well, what was going to become the Bri Yetziasiya. Now, they came all back up. The Eibishter had a Rachmanis, brought all the Shivrei Kelim back up, and he put them into the sphere of Bina, which you call Imam. Now, let's see that again. Kasher hayu sheva tachtonis klulim b'may imam, which is the sphere of Bina, but there's only three that didn't go down. Is Kesach Chochma Bina. Hayu sham bebechinas mayim nukvim moorim zivug ha'enun shel abav imam. Oh, this actually we did this piece already about we did this piece about Myles Elias Mann. About the Elias Mann. Okay, Kol's Man, so okay, we'll just go over quickly. The Kol's Man that the Bonim, the Haina, the Zayim Malachim, went up to the sphere of Bina, which is M, the M and Bonim, they were Kilo Mispalalim, they were Me'ore Ima, and that's called an Elias Man. That's called Elias Man. Everything going from Mitatali Le'or, that's called Elias Man. Omnam. Well, it's really not a real omna, but says Misham Hashem Tachnois Shehem Hashem Malachim BeEretz Edom Shemesu VeRotzu Likanis BeKelim Shelahem Lo Yochlu Akelim Lisbolam Omeisu VeNishburu Kemo Sheizbaya. So once they remember, all the oil came in to the Kelim Keser, then the oil came in the Kelim Chochma, then the oil came in the Kelim Bina, perfectly fine. Once the oil left M, Ima, which is Bina, and went into the Kelim Das, it shattered. Went into the Kelim Chesed, it shattered. Shattered. Until Malchus, the all came into the Kelim Malchus, also shattered. And all the shattered vessels went into, out of the world of Atzilus. And into the new world. So where they weren't created yet, but they were going to become created. And that's called...
How's this Abba Ve'ima coming again?
Abba Ve'ima, again, he makes it confusing because not Abba Ve'ima, there's no Patsufim yet.
Yes.
But rather it's Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina.
This is before they even came out the first time. Before they were Nichla, all the Kechas were Nichla and Bina at that time.
And the way it happened was, again, that the Eser Kalim came out, right? And they came up from the Anayim, they all went down below the Tibo Ak, and they settled there. That's going to be the world now, Mitibo Ak Ulimata, that's going to be the world of Atzilus. Then the oil came out. One big oil, which had included all Eser oils. And then they went into the Keli of Keser. He was able to hold all 10 oils. And then 9 Chalokim of that oil, which is Chochma, until Malchus went into the Keli of Chochma. Was able to makabel them, and then it went into Bina, which he's calling Chochman Bina, which he's calling, sorry, Abba Ve'ima, but Abba means Chochman Bina, and then it went into Das, and then it started
that breaking. Place is in this Oyer Zivigo Elyon.
Yeah, once it's in the M Ha Ima, Maya Ima, that's Ma'ore of them to Mezavig. We'll speak about that.
Yeah, but it didn't stay there except for that case, except for the Oyer
of Bina, right? Bina. Right.
And the rest of the so who was. Who was being Ma'ira?
They were all. Before they left the Keli of Bina, they were Ma'ira, this Elias Man.
From what? So the man is going from where to where?
It's going, it's going from Ima and upwards. Right? It's like a woman feels her baby, she's a pregnant woman, feels the child is oilus, you know, fine, and the child is not well. She senses what the baby's feeling. So there were more feelings of his oilus in imam, which leads obviously to a zivuk with Abba, and then Shefa to come up. So let's continue. V'lechein evaya b'tchila seder sheva malochim ha'elu. Ki hinehem minadas v'lemata.
Sorry, so they went into their kelim, and the kelim layuchlo l'soivlam.
You're right, and they all crashed.
Why was that?
Why? Because it makes sense to say that a keli can mekabel one or, but the mekabel seven times the power of the keli, you know, that was too much for them.
It was a chiddush that the first three managed to.
Yeah, that was a chiddush, because they were working together. They were working at the achdus between the Ken Chochma Bina, so they that triad worked together. They were a bit differently, because when you, if you look at Ket Chochma Bina, you had Ket over here, Chochma to the right, and Bina to the left. That means that was the yisod of Gimel Kam. Gimel Kam is the yisod of Pav Sufim. Now, you have miskula, that's what the Zohar says. You have a scale. They're balancing the weight. They knew the limits, and then they would pass over. Masha'enken, the Zayin Tachton were all mechad samcha, one on top of the other. All of them melochim. I want to mekabel all the. Oh, I can do it myself. Okay, give it to me. Crash.
Hagamah Kesser is nice and mekabel everything, but it's with the.
That's it. It's working with the Gimel Kavim. It's working in b'tzura the Gimel Kavim. Yeah.
Last stage when the Oyer Malchus went out to Yisrael into the Kehle of Malchus.
Right.
Also a crash?
Yeah, Malchus died.
So there it's only one of.
Oh, okay. So Mephoshim asked this question as well. So what's Pshat in Malchus?
Actually,
the Arizal asked this question.
No, but if Chesed crashed, then the all of the seven Kehles went to Gevurah. It's not Pshat 6 went to Gevurah, the Chayah 7. So not an army. Each one tried to uncover everything, including Malchus tried to uncover everything.
That's not Pshat. But you're on the right lines, though, yeah. But the all Chesed flew up, and the other ones naturally went to the next caves.
Six
and five and four and three and two and one. So he's asking at the end of the day, Malchus, why wouldn't one? Why should Malchus break? All of Malchus mekabel is all Malchus. We'll speak about that. We'll speak about it later on. Yeah, I think that Ariza asked this question. Okay, now, so let's name. Das is the first one that broke. Chesed, Gvua, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. Hem tchei pal gegufa, v'hem. Yeah, they are one. Now, the stumble.
Das is first. And chesed should be first. What's
going on? Why should chesed be first?
Because it's first of the Zayin Tachtonis.
Correct. We'll see more than that. We'll see later on. Das not even mentioned later on. It's interesting because usually das is part of what we call the mochim, the intellect. The right brain, left brain, the middle brain is considered to be like the das, and that we know the mochim didn't break. They were working together, especially das is only a tzilah of the right and left, right brain, left brain. It's not even a tzilah b'fnei atzmo. So the chalal, what the mafashim asked this question as well, right? So they asked this question that what is das? Why did it break? So the Kerem Shlomo says, be'etzem das at this point in time really was. Because das is sort of a sphere which is part of the top and part of the bottom. The Hainu, it's a combination of Chochma and Bina, and it takes the koichos of Chochma and Bina, which are called the Chug, Chesod and Gvuos, and then it's mispashed down. It gives nourishment to the rest, to your right arm, left arm, gives nourishment. So the Acher, you could look at it for Ket, that the das is the Kes of the Zayin Tachtonim. They call it the Nishmas of Vak. The Be'etzem depends where you're looking. If you look from top and down, you see that Das is part of the Roshim. Masha'enken, it's also working as a representation, is representing the Zayin Tachtonim. So, at this stage, the Kerem Shlomo wants to say, it's considered to be this way. We'll look at that he's more part of the Tachtonim than El Yonim.
It's going to be telling on that whether you count Netzach and Hod together or not?
No. Netzach and Hod always count as one.
Always.
Always. Just Palka the Gufa. When we count them, when we count them, usually we don't count them. We just say that's a Metzias. There's a Netzach here and there's a Hod here. But when you, if you're going to count them as spheres, then it is it's one sphere. And I saw a nice moshel talk in this in the Piskei Sha'olim. Tami of the Gon, he says over there, what's pshat? Why dafka the right leg and the right netzach is the right leg, holds his left. And why is those considered? Why not the right arm, the chesed and the gufa? Why is not chepalga the gufa? Why is the right leg and left the more chepalga? Two sides of the same coin, as opposed to the right arm and left arm. So he says that it's not as emotional that whatever we see in this world, it works for the next, for the spiritual world, right? So in the same way that a person can do two different things with two different arms, right? I can turn the pages and have a drink of water at the same time, right? I can do two different things. When your legs, you can't do two different things. It's interesting, isn't it? When you walk, you can't walk with one leg. Either it's doing nothing or it's going to be doing something with the other leg. So it's always working in correspondence to the other leg. That's why it's très part of the gufa. They always have to be used together.
Say somewhere in Cheskel that says the Malachim have only one leg, right?
Say that, it's two legs put together.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You do count them, I think. You see, Vav Ktovas, you mean with Netzach.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Zayin Sfiris is
Vav Ktovas. We count them as Vav Ktovas. Vav Ktovas. And here we're saying Tre Palga de Gufa. Tre Palga de Gufa. Yeah, I think it's just Loshen Bnei Odom. We just to group them together. We say there's a difference between the Ga and the Vak. Right? The first top three are we call the Mochin, the most important, the intellect. And then Masha Enkin, the bottom ones are called the Vak, the bodily spheres. But that's just the way of speaking. But in actuality, it's one sphere.
Loshen is Zemir, Kiln is Tatar, also saying Netzach Bahoit. It seems we sit in the same line.
Okay, so let's continue. So we're going to get more into depth into the Shriya. Now, first we're going to count them. Now, I wish to know all that we have a bit different girsa. There's a few different malachim which are missing in your tfusim over here in Otos Chaim. I think number 6 and number 4, and a few different. But in Etz Chaim, in the Etz Chaim puts it together. I'm going to put it, I'll be reading that in while we're reading. Okay. Now, first of all, we understand what is taka this mitzvah? Malachim Shemesu. Malachim Shemesu. So Etz, where do they come from? And what was the whole taka of all this? So, Malachim Shemesu. I'll just read you a line here that he's written here as an ekdama. Vehine a malachim. Shemolchu be'eretz Edom nafsham yotzu misigi akelim shel shevet ha'achtonim de kedusha shel oylam hanekudim v'noflu l'oylam abriya. Because we have to understand one thing. We're saying that these heiliger spheres have to do with malachim of Edom, malchei Edom. Oh, what's the shaychus between chalas? Goish. There's no other reason why you're here but to do alias of these Berurim, it's called the alias of these Kedim, Shiva Kedim. This is it. This is all in it. We're going to speak more about this. Okay, so let's go. Da ki elu hem inin hamalochim and iskom v'pashas v'yishlach. So you look at Shishi. There it lists out all the names of the malochim. Mamish kesud, mamish mesuda. Right. The problem is if you look in Divrei Yomim, they also. You ever notice that? Also in Divrei Yomim, they also mention the names of the malochim, except in a different order. Now, Cholah is a bit of a problem, because if you're going to take each order, each melech, and give it a name of a sphira, you can't really change the order, because then you change the names of the spheres. So the Mefarshim speak about this, the Leshem, there's also a Kiam Shlom over here, and they say, interesting enough, that there's two sets of melachim, just to complicate things a bit more. Two sets of melachim. Now, what we're referring to over here is the melachim of Zeampin. I think we always mention this, that all our voidim, everything that we are, Torah mitzvahs, is focusing on the building up of one pasuk called Zeampin. Zeampin, and the other nook which is underneath, the wife, listen, the wife of Zeampin is going to be built automatically. Okay? She, by the way, you have to know, she also has a melachim. She has a set of Zayin Melachim for herself.
Is that third one or that second one?
Zayin Melachim of Zah, which is Nogiyat or Avoidim, that's what we're going to be fixing up. And by the way, she, the Malchus, or the Nuk, the Zah, also has Zayin Melachim Shemesu. So, Taka, the ones we find Parshas Vayishlach, and that's the Diuk over here, be Parshas Vayishlach, as opposed to Parshas in Divrei Yomim. In Divrei Yomim, there it speaks about the Zayin Melachim of Nuk de Zah, which we don't go into. Okay. Ve'elo ha'malochim ha'shemochu be'etz Edom. There's Edom. This is a remez. Edom is red. It's dinim. It's dinim. These malochim taku over that source dinim. We get the dinim. Ve'zeh b'chotem. Now before I get into the b'chotem, let's just explain. These malochim, the way it worked like this. Yeah, spheres that came out from the ninth ark. Now in these spheres, why Taka Be'etzim they died? I think there's 14 different reasons Be'etzim given in Etz Chaim. 14 different reasons why it's given. All different reasons, but some, if you're a Goyson of Chochem, you can put all these reasons together, which I haven't been zerkut to. So, now, the one of the reasons given is that these spheres had inside of them some kiv yochel, some impurities. It's called sigim, some impurities. The Eibishter wanted to cleanse them of these spheres. So a moshul we can understand is a kli cheres. How do you metai kli cheres? By the shvira. So taki, they had this impurity, this tumor in this keli, and the way to cleanse it was to break it. This tumor that came out, let's call it sigim. Those are the malachim of Edom. They were licked, mamish, not that they were taka these spheres, but rather they were the sigim shabo, and they came out from that. So we can't say the mamish, that we're touching them up as tumor or impurities or whatnot. We're talking about coming out from the eyes of Ak, so they couldn't be that bad at the end of the day. Right, they were the Kodesh Kedoshim, but Klapi the Etzim Sphere as well. The Etzim Sphere, they are considered to be Sigim. So that's the ganze Zachu there.
But after the Oy, what happened after it wasn't the couple, then the Oy went up.
The Oy went up,
and what's left is
and that's right. The Keli broke. The Keli, which Chelik of the Keli went down, that's what we call Malchus the Ben, whatever. And that went down, and that is the Zayin Melachim that we're referring to. Those are the Sigim, and they fell in not only to purify the Keli, but also to create an Avoider. So two Tafkidim. First of all, to Sakin the Keli, Sakin the Sphira. Now you have the Sigim which out of the Keli. So now we have one part is to rebuild them. And part and parcel of that avoider is to raise up the chalokim of kedusha, which is down in bia, and to bring them up and to reattach them back to the other chalokim, which then break. So, Louis, we didn't have that. We wouldn't have an avoider of Hashem. So, these sigim created the ra in the world, which was mixed together with the kedusha, which also fell there. So, we look at those klippas. So you see a lot of times this word klippas. The hinder, the kedusha is within the klippa, and through the avoider of Hashem, Torah mitzvah, it cracks the klippa and takes out this kedusha. But what do we see it as? We see it as yitzhar toiv. It gives us a possibility to have a milchama between these two koichos, which not only we have in this world, we have inside of us as well. It's called klippas noga, And this avoid the of separating the good and bad, that's what it's all about. That's why this had to happen. Is that clear or was that too confusing?
So those kelim will say they rebuild as kelim.
Eventually they're going to be rebuilt as kelim, and then eventually they're going to grow into what's called the paltzuf. It's a paltzufim. Right. And that's the ultimate tikkun.
And the oil?
And the oil is in part and parcel. Right now it's hanging mitletoloim in the sphere of Chokhmah, in the sphere of Bina. Those seals that didn't break, and the shattered Zayin Tachtoinim, they fell down and they created everything that we see in this world, which is a mixture of Torah v'ra.
So first thing is some sack in the key, because then before that, otherwise the oil can't come back in.
Yeah, the Kulva Basafas, we're sacking the Kaili, we're Mavira, we do the Berurim, we separate the Tovara, that gives us a Bechira. And by doing that, we're also sacking the Kaili, yeah.
Okay, what broke and what died?
What broke?
Yeah, what broke, what died, what?
I don't want to get too specific, because it gets very specific later on. Let's talk in general. The Kaili of Das broke.
Before
you
said the oil
broke,
but the
keli was still. No. In every keli, you have oil. Mm-hmm. Okay? So when the oil
broke.
Yeah, when the oil, which included seven oils, right?
The keli broke.
All flew up.
One oil flew up.
Yeah, one oil, the oil das flew up, because it felt that his keli wasn't there. I had to find some other place. It goes up. All the other oils go into the chesed. In the meantime, this shatters and breaks and goes down into a world which is called.
So what is the sigim and what is not the sigim?
Oh, so what I'll explain is that it wasn't so posh like that. It's not the entire keli. Okay. We're talking about the sigim shabo. The sigim shabo, that's where this inion of the zayim malachim. Because
the sigim shabo broke.
No. Sorry. Let me make this clear. The entire keli broke. Okay. Now there's a chelik which is toiv, a chelik which is ra.
Yeah.
Okay. So the sigim shabo is the chelik ra, and the toiv shabo is the rest of the keli. They all fell down, and our job is now to separate the sigim from the chelik of toiv, and to bring it back up.
So the oil from that one went up.
Sorry.
The oil fell down, or the oil went up?
No, the oil went up. Only the Kaili. And in the Kaili, they had Sigim, impurities.
So everything broke. So why does it say in Torah that Ben up and the oil broke?
Yeah.
It's not only the Sigim which broke, it's also the Chelik HaTov which broke.
That's right. Because the Torah, you don't see everything from the Torah. The Torah doesn't go into all the details. Mm-hmm. That's why you have the Mefarshim, and then they have Kabbalah, which gives you the tiefer understanding of what's going on exactly.
Right.
So the sigim will remain below the Maisel Ayin Boy. They'll never come back up. I mean, once we've been Mavara all the Taiv.
Eventually, everything is going to turn into Taiv.
Because the sigim was part of the Seif Mait, the Tachlis.
Yeah, again, these sigim are all relative to what's really up there, because when we talk about the Anayim De'ak, we're talking right next to the Ensof, right? We're talking about quite high up, very, very high spiritual levels there. So everything is relative over here. But when it finally comes down, it's Megalgil into the situation of Tov V'ra. It'll become more clear as we go along. So let's continue. Now, what's the first name of the king? The first king is called Bela Ben Bo'ol. Bela Ben Bo'ol, who saw the dance. And so the das. Now, so the das. So what's the connection with Bilam of Obin? So the das. What's the kavahu diatircha ki Bilam hu bala Bila. So we know that Chazal tell us that Bilam is Taka the first king. Do you know that?
Kamama
Chazal. What?
Same Ben Boy.
Ben Boy. Right. Now, how do we know that? Because it's in Chazal. Which Chazal? So, I can't remember where I've seen this, where I found this, but I found a Targum Rebbe Yosef. Must have been when I was looking at the Divrei Yomim and the Zayin Melachim. There, he says his vault. He says that Balaam ben Baal, the Targum says over there, is Bilam. I think that's what the Chazal is. Vuhu Soda Das. Soda Das. Asher Al Kain Hayashokul Bu'umas Oilam Kimoshe B'Yisrael. If you should Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Hayabichinas Das Elyon the Abba Viza. V'ze'inyan v'yodea das elyon ha'ne'ma b'bilam v'chei ma sh'ne'ma v'chazal al ha'posuk lo kam novi o b'yisrael lo kam lo kam b'yisrael lo kam aber b'um s'oilam kam
v'diuk is on hemshach on the posuk v'yidoi ponim v'ponim v'yidoi v'chim das.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, v'chizdi shabbat.
That's good, right? Shaila is like this. A more obvious question is that if Bilam, if we make a cheshbon, Bilam was in which time?
Moshe
Rabbeinu's time. And when was the Zayin Melachim? Which time?
Later.
Much later. So how can it be that Bilam was one of the Melachim?
Well,
Zayin Melachim lived way before Moshe Rabbeinu, right?
It says his name Melach Melech,
and the Melech, the first Melech he swallows, who?
Shaul Melech.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
So it could have been
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu.
The
Yeshua.
Yeshua Melech.
It says that Lavan was Bilam.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's
an old man,
but he's an old man.
Yeah, but Yom HaZbara, that's the problem. Yeah, we're not, okay, we're trying not to make a steal. We're trying to
make a. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he only lives 33 years.
33 years old, that's right.
So Monoshach, how could he be one of the advisors of Paroi and Bilam? Kashas.
Okay, well,
they fought him. I'm saying in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says they killed Bilam. Right at the end, Mochamas Midyon.
Yeah.
If he only lived till 33, how could he be the advisor of Harim Mitzrayim? There's like 40 years between them. So I'm saying without this, you've got cash anyway. But
okay, wherever we can be Yashir, we can be Yashir. So I want to tell you, Karen Shlomo, it's very interesting here. He asked his Kashrim Thomas, Zehaya Bime Moshe Rabbeinu, Zehaya Kodim Kamam Mo'oy Shonim. The Malachim that we're speaking about were hundreds of years before that. So what's Pshat? It says, "No, the kilo chai bilam rosho kiim lamin gimel shani." We only k'moshu amu those shul chazal. The pasuk lo yichotzul miyemehem. Va'kosev omer kilo ki kol ilam malachim asher molchu hem lifnei melech malach bnei Yisrael. Ve'melech rishon shahay b'Yisrael hu haya Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. Yachsiv ha'im b'shur melech. Ve'im kem ech yitaret shebala. Shebela ben Baor who be'atzmo Bilam al-Rasha. But it's there, Kosev, this is what the Arizal writes, v'hu besod das the klipah. Speshat das the klipah. Utsaloma, ki neshama zu shelakha Bilam al-Rasha, haitza mitzad das the klipah, right, you have Keter Chochom Bina, das is quite high up, v'das the klipah atzmo nikra b'shem Bela, or Bilam. The name of this klipa is called Take Bela or Bilam. The call Misha Yoresh Nishama Zumitzad Das the klipa Nikla B'Shem Bela. Anybody who has this particular Shoresh and Nishama from this klipa gets the name Bela because that is the name of it. Al Shem Das the klipa. Lachena Melech Shahaya Beyomim Ahem Shuha Melech Arishon Be'eretz Edom Nikla B'Shem Bela. Al Shem Nishama Shelo. Not that was his real name, but rather we call him Lefi Hisholosh and Neshama. Shelo Nikra B'Shem Bela Meshum Shu Mitzad Das Diklipa. Nimseinu Sheneshama Zu Yorosh Oisa Bilam Arasha. Right, of course it's not Bilam. Bilam lived much later on, but rather we're talking Lefi the Neshama. The first king is called Bilam and Bo'ol, not because that's his name, but rather that's the name of his Neshama. That's the Sholosh and Neshama. And Bilam, which lived many hundreds of years later on, was Yorish, this Neshama, and that's why his name was Bilam, HaRosha. Al Shema Nikra B'Shem Bilam. Ki Neshama Zu, oh, HaNitzus Shelo Nisgalgel Kamen Noshim, Bilam, Bilovan, or Bilam, or Ben Novel Akalmi. V'lechein Omu Chazak, Ki Lovan Haya Ovi Shel Bilam. how can, like you said, steals in Chazal, how can you say that Laban was the father of Bilam? Hello, kama shonim eyesh meze meze. Ella nishmas Bilam tchila haisa Bilavon. Laban had the neshama of Bilam. Va'achikan isgagel be Bilam. Amitnei shekodem Laban velakra kodem Bilam leze nika aviv shel Bilam. That's why it's called the aviv shel Bilam, because he had the same shorosh and neshama. B'sof dava ki adam nika al shem neshama shela. A person is actually called if he is neshama. So everybody has a name. But that's more be'etzim really on his neshama, the shorosh of neshama. But lachin kan gam ken ha-melech ha-rishon de'edom haya nishmaso mitzad das de'klipa. Kemo nishmas bilam ha-rosha. Amemin echad hem, v'lachin omu chazal, bela, zehu bilam. The chazal didn't mean that he's actually the same person, but rather the shei, retzolam ha-nishmaso kemo nishmas bilam. ולזה הוא צריך לפרש הרב מה מחזל מה שרוצה לומר בילה, בלה שהוא בילם ולזה כוסף שהוא דסטי קליפה because that's the tzav shav between them and that's how we know that it's that the first king is connected das. Okay, that's an interesting clap. And then he continues, so that is the first king. The second king is who?
How are we doing for time here? For a few
moments now. Second king is Yuvav.
Yeah.
Who are Chesed? Vizu ben Zerach. Zu ben Zerach. Ki hu bebechinas Chesed nikar or kenod. Okay, not very much information here, but it's considered to be ben Zerach. The Ainu is doimit to Chesed. Chesed is also doimit to all, is mispashit. That is that. V'chusham hu, the third king is what? Chusham hu agvura. The third king that broke. Ki hu sod chamesh gvuros. Now chusham is
chamesh yesodos.
It's a mistake.
What?
I've written
gvuros.
Ah, I have gvuros. Yes, the third. It's definitely gvuros.
Yeah, I've got the ticket here.
Very good. Yeah, hu sod chamesh gvuros. How do we know that it's connected? His name, this particular king, is connected five gvuros, because if you look at the letters of his name, v'oisios cheshin mem. Hem Chamesh. Okay. Now, the Sofer Tevas, the Pasuk says, Chushim Eretz HaTimani. Now, if you look at the last letters, it spells Shin Sadi Yud. Who? It spells the word Mitz. Mem Sadi Yud spells the word Mitz. Jews. Now, Rosh Tevas of that Pasuk is Ches Mem Hey, which spells chema, right? Butter. V'hu saw the pasuk ki mitz cholov yotze chema. There it's spelled with the aleph chema. We have it without aleph. And he answers ki matzinu kosov choser aleph chema, because we find it's not. Don't slug up my pshat over here, says Ariza, because I'll find you places in Chazal that you spell chema without an aleph. And in brackets, Amar Meir Papirish is one of the Mesadrim of the Etz Chaim. He interjects and he finds you this Chazal. Kenu be'eyuv, b'chotz halechai bechema. Right? He washed his Eyuv was so rich, he was able to wash his feet with butter. So you see that butter there, chema, is spelled without aleph. So there's your Chazal. V'hem bechinas chamesh gvuros. Right, with this chusham that we're talking about is chamesh gevuros. Shehem dam, because we know it in damim, hichas damim in nida. There's five different types of damim, and that's what he's referring to. Chamesh gevuros is dinim, is danim, damim. V'nehafchim dam be'etzim by woman is mehafchim be'betzim meleya lecholov. Mecholov, right? So the dam becomes cholov.
Mecholov,
not cholov. Also a mitz, that means we're referring to the cholov, shabol nase achema, because so if you make the cholov, it turns into chema. Lahachil esatina. You like this brusher?
Is that not spit?
Huh? The answer to Midrasha. Right. So what is it saying? But that's the Chamash Gevurot is tied with the Hey Damim, because it's Gevurot, which is Damim, which turns into Cholav, which turns into Chema, and that Basov was going to make the Machal for the Tinak. Okay.
Why is Chema Lahakel as a Tinak?
You ask me on the Dush.
Yeah.
In Sholem
Adosh. No, it should be Cholav. You don't need to come on to the Chema.
Chema, because he's there, because the Sofa, the Sofa Tevas is Chema. It's no, the Rosh Tevas is Chema.
I just asked you on Mitzvah.
What about the Mitzvah?
The
Tinek
doesn't have
Chema. And the Tinek doesn't mean Afka, a small child.
It's like Chema for the Tinek.
It's an Oichel, yeah, as opposed to a Shtia. Because Shtia was the Mitz. Mitz was the Cholov. And then the Sof you can make Chema, which is the Rosh Tevas, which is the Oichel. Okay, let's go. Now, five, the key number four. You don't have it, but in Etz Chaim, his name is Hadad ben Bedad. Who be Tiferes Amel Ravir, Nirmaz Beshem Bedad, Bedad, Ben Bedad. Ki Hadadim Shal Odom Hem, be Tiferes. So with the Dodim, let's say the name is Dod, Dodim, where is it found? The Remez is, he's Tiferes, because the Dodim are found in the Tiferes. That's number four. Number five is, again, you don't have this, but in Etz Chaim it says, Samla Mimas Reka. And he, number five, is Keneged Netzach Ahod, the Tchei Palge Dugufa. Okay, and now, you have a number bracket? Okay, number six. The King six. The Shol Milchovasana.
Do you know why he's in Netzach Ahod? No,
he's
not. Muslim or anything, he's just telling us.
So, yeah, doesn't say what. No.
In fact, there's some work he covers himself with.
He called him a Rishon Shalom. Well, he does give a pshat. He gives a pshat over here in the Zohar state that samla is a simla, is a beged, and we know that the netzach hod are malbish the higher patsufim. That's the remez here. Six, king number six, melech shishi v'shol mechovas anah. Who yisod? Shol is keneged the yisod. Shol daticha. I already told you. Well, I will tell you actually in parts in Shah Zun. Kihi atora shel yesod habina amizrael cheves v'nikar chosana v'rosh teves shol mechosana hu Moshe v'hu sod ha'yesod shel Abba kenoda. So first of all, you understand in yesod. Seriously, yesod is split up into two parts, actually three parts, but. For this, just understand this, is two parts. You have the main yesod, and the sod, and besof you have what's called the ateres yesod. Now, by yenukva, by the nukva, her ateres yesod is ocheves, it's bina. Yesod the bina by nukva, it's different from the zohar. Her yesod is ocheves. That means an outpouring of shefa comes down from the yesod of bina. And besides that, he's telling you that the Rosh Tevas, the Shol, Mechovasana, is Moshe Rabbeinu.
He's saying in Divrei Rambam, it's in Divrei. It doesn't say Rochevas Anah, it says Rochevas.
Yeah, Divrei Rambam. That's because that's talking a different set of Malachim, as we said.
I'm saying that's the Nukva ones.
Sorry?
That's the Nukva ones. So
That's right. Now, what's interesting over here, he seems to be saying that Yisod is Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. And earlier, he said Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Das. So what's going on? He sold me Yisod Shel Abba. And he says, who sold?
Das comes from the Yisod Shel Abba.
Das comes?
It comes from the Yisod Shel Abba.
How's that? Mm. What's Das after no, Yisod
the
Abba?
The Yisod of Abba, that's where the Das of Zah comes from.
Where's the Ima? Do you have Ima between them?
But it comes from Abba and Ima, no? Is it only from Ima? Oh.
On those lines, yes, on those lines. So the answer is, we're asking if Moshe Rabbeinu is Keneged Das, right? How can he say that he's Keneged Yisod of Abba? The answer is that, as he was mentioning, that we have Yisod Hal Bosha, that the lower parts is always malbish the higher parts of by the Nahi. So if you look by the Hal Bosha, Hashem will do it on paper, you'll see the Taka. The das of the lower paltzuf is malbish the higher paltzuf, and the das will mamish be keneged the yisod of the higher paltzuf. Abba's in ima, and Ima goes out, and Abba goes out into Das. That's the Halbosha. Weiter. V'shol melech hayu b'bchina zu shel yosod. V'ze shekos v'shol, let's try to finish off the perek, v'hine, hu nechma el hakelim. Nechma el hakelim. He was hiding behind the kelim. Remember the story there when they said that Shol, you're going to be the king? Shmuel said, yeah, he went hiding behind the kelim. Pirosh, ki ka'ashen nishbu hakelim shel v'eiru ha-malachim. Kimo shiva b'zat Hashem, kol ha-ogaz nistalku mehem, v'nishogu memayin tvirim. That's all that he says in here before, right? The oil went up, it's stalker, the oil went up, and the kelim taka broke. You're left with broken kelim. But what kept these kelim alive, as we'll speak more and more in details later on, it's called the rafach netzutzos, kept the kelim along. Kemosh is by. Now the seventh king, I don't know if you have this, you have the seventh king?
Yeah.
Baal Hanan ben Achbor. Hu Amalchus. Now we're going to go back to this sixth king. Omnam bekevish yisod, which we saw the shol nishav ol echad zulas bechinas rafach netzutzim. Now, interesting enough, everything what happened again, the process was very simple. The oil came in, crashed, the keli crashed, the keli fell down, and the oil went up, except with one exception, except for the spheres of yisod. In this sphere yisod, it kept a bit of the light with it, besides the rafach nitzutzis. And what was the purpose of keeping the light in your soul? This is very important. Kidei lichyos es keli ha-malchus, in order to keep the malchus alive. Mishum deleis le-migame klum kineska, because malchus didn't have anything of its own. V'zei ha-ol nisha sham in yesod hu b'chinis shol ha-nichma sham be-keli yesod. That was the yesod of what he was actually doing. Mashlo nishal kein bekili acher. So in Yesod they had a special light there, not for itself, but rather to be meir on the keli of Malchus which fell down, in order to keep the keli of Malchus alive. And that's exactly what Shaul was doing. He was hiding amongst the kelim, not for himself, but rather for the tzorich of the Malchus. Not that his shos neshama was in the Malchus, but rather the schus that he was doing for the Malchus, he was zoicha to Malchus. The fisa shahaya, the esa shvira or misa nikra loshon mitzchaben, hiding. Kimira ruy hayistale gamhu, the o actually should have came out of Yesod. Venisha sham bachbo, bechbe. Why did he do that? Why did the Yesod, keep within, hidden, this light in order l'tzocha malchus kinizka? L'chein zocha shol l'malucha, ki kavanoso haitza le'ir ela malchus kinizka. That's why. Agam that in his shorosh neshama wasn't like David the Melech in the shorosh of the malchus, but rather because he was mesuras nefesh and kept the all, mamash did everything. His whole tafkid in life was only for the Malchus. That's why he was zorcha to the Malchus. But haven't they hated?
Could this mean the Malchus hasn't got Ngama Klum Echem? No Oyus got.
No Kelim. It's
not that we've got Ngama Klum.
It's less. We'll speak about Malchus. It's very exceptional, yeah.
So you're saying Malchus doesn't even have Rafach?
It seemed to hear from Mashmas, but doesn't have Rafach. But we know it does.
There must be different levels.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if
they
have Rafach.
Yeah, then what does it need? No, it's vice versa. Rafach is not enough. It needs this extra oil to keep it, yeah, something felt in the keli.
Does that mean all of them have something extra which we don't know about?
Oh. Mm. I think there's a lot of things we don't know about. Okay, so Shel, next week we'll start the next parakeet.
The last few words, which I didn't.
What? Havenze?
Havenze hated, yeah.
Havenze, yeah.
Sure, it's a shame.
Havenze hated, yeah.
Okay, cultive.